Clearly one of our main supporters at Southside Broadcasting is the fantastic Pharma-Nord company, and we will continue to work with them consistently because they produce such marvellous stuff. Of course, I can't do a presenter endorsement from that point of view, but we can obviously welcome to the airwaves once again for his regular weekly podcast, mini-lecture. Call it what you will, it's packed full of magical, informative, nutritional expertise and so on. We're, of course, speaking about Dennis, the chemist. Dennis Gore, how are you?
Mighty fine this lovely morning.
Excellent. Now, I think it seems to be the case that every so often the popular press writes like to produce, they say, vitamins, dietary supplements, they're no good for you in any way, shape or form. It all depends on the company, but anyway, you've got one or two things to share with us in your own professionally trained capacity as an ace pharmaceutical expert.
Yes. I mean, when you see a headline, vitamin pill health alert. Taking too many can make you ill, warns new report. I mean, as a young man of, well, I'm making a joke, as a young man of 74, and my mother lived to 92, my uncle, all being well this November, is 99, and we've all been taking supplements to maintain good health. And we take them because of the facts that have been arising over the last 30, 40, 50 years. So when you see a headline, vitamin pill health alert, taking too many can make you ill, your ears do prick up, because let's just run through some of the things that I take, and my mother, who got to 92, takes, and my uncle, who is 99 this year, he takes. And a lot of these products, they're made to pharmaceutical standards by Pharma-Nord, a Danish company in Denmark, obviously, that's why the Danish, a Danish company in Denmark, who by Danish law have to make supplements by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. So here's a range of products that I've been selling for nearly 30 years and taking a lot of them, taking them myself, and I'm on no drugs for anything. I'm 5'9", I weigh 11.5 stone, I can run up and down the stairs, I'm still working, on no medicines for anything, my blood pressure's normal, etc., etc. So let's do a lead up to what I take from the Pharma-Nord range and what my mother took up to 92, and what my uncle is still taking. So, well, I mean, it's just mind-blowing to read a heading like this. It's just not fair, because when you read the nitty-gritty, there are many top scientists saying that, well, they don't fully agree with this headline. Cancer specialist Dr. Bayer said, if you take at the correct dosage, multivitamins, they can be good for you. He says there's no substitute for good nutritional food. This good nutritional food, I mean, the amount of sugar being eaten now in the Western world, in the developed world, is just ridiculous. In 1750, people were getting about 12-15 pounds of sugar a year from their food. By that 1750. By 1920, which is nearly 100 years ago, it had gone up to about 40 pounds of sugar a year. And in America, and we are rapidly catching them up, it had gone to 100 pounds of sugar a year. This is a ridiculous amount of sugar. The amount of cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade, which are all basically sugar. And when you eat pizza and pasta and white bread, all these starches, which you do need some, but they do break down, starches break down to sugar. And your poor old pancreas, which makes the insulin, which controls the sugar levels, is having to work very hard to be told by your hormonal system to make a lot of insulin to try and handle this ridiculous amount of sugar. I mean, look at the disease, diabetes. We know that at the moment in Great Britain, an island with 63 million people on it, there are 3.8 million people with diabetes. This is a disease. Oh, of those 3.8 million people, 800,000 are what we call type 1 diabetes. The other 3 million are type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is where the pancreas, unfortunately, is stopped working. It's often caused by an immunological reaction. There can be a genetic predisposition in a family to getting it. And people, unfortunately, you can have somebody who has the flu and their immune system attacks the flu, and by mistake, it also attacks the pancreas. This is the organ where we make the insulin. And then literally in a week or two after recovering from the flu, they find, as happened in my pharmacy about 40 years ago, the young lady will now be in her 50s. She was about 17 at the time. This young lady was off work in a February for 3 weeks with the real flu. When she came back to work, she was pushing us, literally, while she's doing prescriptions with us, she was a dispenser, she was pushing us out of the way, saying, I must have a drink of water, I must have a drink. And I phoned the local North Manchester General Hospital, and I said to one of the doctors, I've got a young lady here. She keeps pushing us out of the way every 10 minutes, saying, I must have a drink of water. I said, could she be diabetic? And the doctor said to me, I'll ask you a question. Has she been off with the flu? I said, how did you know to ask a question like that? She has been off with the flu. He said, then, yes, you're right. She is diabetic. He said, and this is when I first learned this point. He said, she's had the flu, and her immune system, by mistake, instead of just having a go at the flu virus, which is what its job is, it's had a go at her pancreas. There are little cells in the pancreas discovered by a Dr. Langerham, so they're known of the islets, the little areas, like little islands in your pancreas. They're known as the islets, the baby islands, the islets of Langerham. He discovered that over 100 years ago. And that's where the insulin is made. And the flu virus in this young lady had damaged it. It had damaged the islets of Langerham, and she could no longer make any insulin. And consequently, if you can't make any insulin, you are type 1 diabetic, and you have to be on insulin injections. Fortunately, the modern scientists have made it much easier. There are short-acting insulins, there are long-acting insulins. Many type 1 diabetics, they have a pump attached to them, and it's electronically controlling the amount of insulin that they need after a meal. And it does make life easier for them to handle with type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is often brought about by being obese. And I believe England, out of the whole of Europe, is the head of the game in being only second to America in having this obesity-induced type 2 diabetes, where we've been having so much sugar that the pancreas doesn't pack up completely, but it just can't cope with the amount of sugar. So what happens is, it in the end, it fizzles out. It just cannot handle the amount of insulin needed to handle all the sugar we're eating. And the actual receptors, the insulin receptors on our cells, how many cells have we got? We have not 60 million, not 60 billion in our body. No, we have 60 trillion cells, and everyone has got receptors to receive the insulin our pancreas makes to handle our sugar that we're eating. The insulin also helps to metabolize our protein and also our fat. But the main one we tend to think about is handling the sugar. But when you're obese, when you're overweight, the actual fattiness of your body, you can think of it as pressing on the receptors on your cell walls. The cell receptors for the insulin, they lose their sensitivity. They can't handle when the insulin, if you're still making enough insulin because you're type 2, but when the insulin is brought, the receptors cannot handle the sugar to give you the energy that you need. And you become what we call type 2 diabetic. And then you're on medicines, tablets, called metformin, glycoside. There's a range of about 10 tablets trying to work in slightly different ways to get you to handle the sugar. So diabetes is a big problem. As I said at the start, there's 3.8 million diabetics. It's going in 10 years' time, in 2015. The way the graph is climbing relentlessly, it's going to be 5.4 million diabetics. There's only 60 million people on the island we call Great Britain. So if we divide 5 into 60, which goes 12, 12 fives are 60, that means every 12th person, when you're walking down the street, every 12th person in a cinema or a theatre or even on a bus, every 12th person statistically, roughly statistically, will be a diabetic with all the problems of having too much sugar, because sugar damages us. It can combine with the retina, and diabetics get diabetic retinopathy. It can lead to one of the largest causes of blindness, along with macular degeneration. One of the largest causes of blindness is being diabetic. And in the heart, when the sugar combines with the protein of the heart, then you can get diabetic cardiac problems. And one diabetic in four has heart trouble. And then the kidneys, the filters. You can get diabetic nephropathy. That's the word we use to describe damage to the kidneys. You can get 20% of diabetics have real problems with their filters, their kidneys, because the sugar, if you can't handle the sugar because you're diabetic, it damages the kidneys. And then the last major area of damage is the nerves to the legs, because the nerves work the blood supply to your nerves, and if they're not working properly, then consequently the blood vessels can't open and close, and you won't get the good blood supply, and it can lead to gangrene. So consequently, these are the major four problems of having too much sugar, where your body can't handle the sugar. I mean, when they say too many vitamins and minerals, just talking about one mineral, talking about chromium. I mean, chromium used to be car bumpers. Chromium used to be candlesticks. Now bumpers of cars are made of plastic and rubber. But chromium is a well-known mineral. And yet, not many people, not many listeners realize the extent, not many doctors realize to the extent that we're all low in chromium. It should be in our food. We need 1/100,000,000th of a gram. Pharma Nord have brought out a tablet called Biochromium. And it contains a form of chromium called Chromo Precise. And this Chromo Precise from Pharma Nord, this Danish company who make these brilliant products to help heart health, their product has just been passed, the only one in Europe, it's in writing, by EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority. So this is in answer to saying we have too much chromium. We don't have enough chromium. And EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, have just passed the Pharma Nord Biochromium as the only product in Europe giving you up to 10 times the amount of chromium from comparing it to other products on the market. And why do you need the chromium? Listen to this. There is a substance in your cells called apochromodulin. You have to turn this substance into chromodulin. Why? Because chromodulin in your 60 trillion cells allows your insulin receptor to activate the glucose channel to let the sugar into your body. And if the sugar can get in, you can use it for energy. You can tell your brain by making phosphatidylcholine, will tell your brain, I feel full. So now you won't snack and eat all the unnecessary cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and jam and marmalade and too many pizzas and pastas where the starch breaks down to sugar. All traced back to taking a tablet a day of biochromium. That is an amazing use of knowledge. Not where you're getting too much. We're not getting enough chromium. And a lot of people will be taking and are taking. I'm selling three dozen packets every couple of weeks now. And more people hearing about biochromium are getting the benefit of not too much chromium, but enough chromium. Look at Pharma Nord's product, biomagnesium. Magnesium. What's magnesium? Well, some of you will have remembered in the Second World War that ships would send a magnesium flare. If they were in trouble, they would burn magnesium and send a flare up, and then they could see where they were struggling at sea. But you need a tiny bit of magnesium. You need 200 milligrams up to 800 milligrams a day of magnesium. And it's in the form called by Pharma Nord biomagnesium. Biomagnesium. Listeners, I was in Switzerland 27 years ago. I heard the world authority talk about magnesium for an hour. He said, and you can, those of you who are on computers, you can put this sentence into Google. How many pathways is the mineral magnesium needed in the human body? Do you know what the answer is, listeners? 325 different pathways in the human body. 325 pathways. This headline, it's dangerous to take vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's just a ridiculous headline. Because using now as my second example, magnesium. It's needed in 325 pathways. When somebody is lying on the floor having had a heart attack, and 50% of people can die lying on the floor having a heart attack, while they're lying on the floor, if they've got enough magnesium, it will allow their nervous system to activate the little side arteries in their heart. When they're lying on the floor having a heart attack, it means their main motorway, the main artery, is blocked. And so their heart is compromised with a very poor blood supply. We're not bothered at this moment when you're lying on the floor with a heart attack. We're not bothered so much about the blood supply to your big toe or your left knee. We're bothered about the blood supply to your heart, because you need your heart to keep pumping, to stay alive. So consequently, if you have enough magnesium, it works your nervous system. And if your nervous system is working optimally, the best way, it will tell the nerves to tell the side arteries, my main motorway is blocked, will you please open wider to keep the heart going? I learned that 27 years ago, and I've been taking biomagnesium for all these years from that one fact by the World Authority on magnesium. Look at the mineral selenium. I mean, this scaring headline in the Express, it's such a shame. They didn't point out all the good points. The point that Great Britain, people listening to this program are living in Great Britain, you have the lowest selenium in the world. If you lived in Venezuela, you got 350 micrograms of selenium a day, because it's in the soil and it gets into your food and into your cow and your chicken and your pig and your eggs. But if you live in North America, you get 250 microgram a day. In Japan, they get 200 a day. In Taiwan, they get through the food chain 175. How much do you listeners get a day? 31. The lowest as a country in the world. There is one area, Keshan province in China, where as an area in the world, we've got the lowest as a country. As an area, specific area in this area of China, they only got 20 a day, and their babies were born with Keshan heart disease. It's called Keshan heart disease. It's a heart disease caused by a lack of selenium, and they were getting 20 a day. The Chinese government gave everybody in Keshan, they gave them a supplement, and within a generation, the people, the children, were not then born with heart disease. Now, they were only getting 20 a day. We, the people of Great Britain, are only getting 31 micrograms a day. You can take a tablet. It costs 10p a day. It's called Seleno Precise. It's made to the same standards as Chromo Precise, which is in Biochromium from Pharma Nord, who make health products to pharmaceutical standards. So when you take a Seleno Precise tablet, 200 micrograms, 200 millionths of a gram, you can then make 25 Seleno proteins.
And on that number, Dennis, we have to hold it because time is getting tight as ever. So it's been fabulous again getting some insight once more.
Oh, there are so many products that you do need. It's such a scaring headline, which will put people off unnecessarily, and long term, from the facts I'm saying, will cause illness and death, because if you haven't got any socks, you can't pull them up. And Churchill said, give us the tools, we can finish the job, we can win.
Interesting Alex. Times, I can tell, and it was worthwhile sort of giving you a right reply and ensuring that message is put across there. Dennis, it's been fabulous as ever. Back again for another mini lecture in the very near future.
Of course.